Even at this stage, it was obvious there was something extraordinary about Edward. He radiated the kind of charisma that drew confused responses of both fear and adoration. He purposely kept his signals mixed, the better to convert them into loyalty. Edward led his following to Evesham in Worcestershire, where de Montfort's now outnumbered army camped near the abbey. Under stormy skies, the battle was a slaughter. Told that his son had been killed, Simon replied, "Then it is time to die." He charged into the fray and was slain on foot, his devoted knights falling with him. Edward ignored the rules of war. The wounded were stabbed where they lay. Simon's head, hands, feet, and testicles were cut off. The genitals hung around his nose. The crown had won, but only after overcoming Kenilworth's mighty defences in a siege that lasted 9 months. But Edward had been given a serious early lesson in the political realities of England. He was never going to cringe before the barons, but he would have to make them his allies. As partners, they would go on to create an English empire of their own, the reincarnation of Roman Britannia.